Good morning, I'm wide awake.
Now, Kogan Mobile, I've never heard of them, but introducing an eSIM support, just making it easier and easier, all these telcos, aren't they?
Look, they are, and this is, it sounds nerdy, but it's a massive deal for people who want to switch telcos and that want to save money. So an eSIM, I think everyone knows what a SIM card is, that little plastic thing you put in your phone when you first get a new phone, you take it out of your old one, you put it in a new one. It kind of tells your phone which telco you're with and what your mobile number is. But an eSIM has been around for a little while, and they allow you to electronically create a SIM card without a physical bit of plastic. So what Kogan Mobile is now doing, and Kogan Mobile offer low-cost, great mobile plans, they're now offering an eSIM. So you can go to their website, you can find a great plan, and then immediately you can get an eSIM emailed to you so that you just take a QR code photo and you've got the thing set up, as opposed to waiting a week for the SIM card to be sent to you in the mail. Mm-hmm. So a game changer in terms of how easy it is to switch carriers and how quickly you can do it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, as I said, just easier and easier. And things keep getting better and better as well. Fetch upgrading its TV entertainment box. They must be doing something right because Telstra has just bought 51% of the business.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So the new box is incrementally better. It's just better guts inside, so it's going to be future-proof for a long time, which is a big deal for Fetch. Fetch is a set-top box you can put with your TV and pretty much watch subscription TV channels, free-to-air, record them, watch movies, streaming services, everything in one. And at the same time as announcing this upgraded box, Telstra buy half the business, and they've announced they're going to migrate all their Telstra TV customers over to Fetch. So it means that Fetch will become the strongest and one of the biggest platforms in Australia, probably alongside and challenging Foxtel. So that's huge.
Wow, it certainly is. The other thing today too, and you know, you've probably picked up, Trevor, that I'm actually not much of a techie. I think it's reasonably obvious. But one thing I am aware of is the fact that, you know, they talk about sort of entry-level stuff, but the quality and the services and the other stuff that you get with it keeps getting better and better.
Look, it's absolutely spot on. The thing that you get here is, I think it is that that reliability, that service. KO offers so many sports, but you know, a $2.50 price rise is a big deal for people. We're already paying big bucks for streaming, and you know, streaming's costing a lot of money for families these days. You've got to remember.
But obviously, their new entry level tier is not so entry level. It's offering a lot.
No, it's a weird one. They've charged $25 a month for the last two or three years, and now they've upped the price. And you still get two screens at a time if you're on this $27 plan. But I think because they've got billboards everywhere that say $25 a month or from $25 a month, they've introduced this extra entry-level tier at just $25 a month. I would have expected an entry-level tier to come in at $10 or $15, but that's the world of streaming for you, mate. They've got to get your money, and they've got to get it in big droves.
Yes, indeed. All right, mate. Well, listen, good to chat as always, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, mate.